Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston. Hey everybody, Lizzie here. How are you today? I have to tell you a secret. It is nighttime. It's like almost midnight, but this is so fun because I'm here. I know I've said it a few times, but just in case you haven't heard my other episodes that are recent, I'm getting yoga certified right now in Utah, and it's a 10-day training, and I'm not with my kids. It's just me here, or with my husband, right? So I've had so much time to record and to just think about you guys and just think about postpartum. I've been thinking a lot lately about my legacy and about, you know, at the end of my life, when it's all said and done, who cares about the money that was made? Who cares about, you know, I don't know, like exactly what I offered, like what is the impact? That's really what I care about. And I've been just thinking that today, hoping that the impact can be felt into your families. Anyway, I digress. Here's what I want to tell you tonight. I want to talk about something that can get in between you and your healing and that I want to give you permission to have and to do. And that is self-validation. Now, one of the awesome things about a group coaching program like the one that I run, which again, sorry if you've been listening to all these recent episodes, but if you haven't heard, I have a program that is launching. I mean, we've done it once before, but we're going to do it again. July 11th is our first cohort call. You can go to lizzielangston.com/program to check it out and fill out the short application if you want to get on a consult with me and talk about joining. Anyway, part of the great thing about a group program is validation. It's built into the group program, but sometimes to help us even reach out and get help, no matter what help we choose, we need to validate ourselves. So I was just thinking, so on this podcast, I talk a lot about hope and healing and how healing is possible and how, you know, the negative things you're experiencing can be used for good in your life. And that's all true. But there's a time and a place to believe that. And sometimes before we go to that place where we're in belief of and hopefulness, the first place we need to be is validation. Validation is a form of self-compassion. And sometimes your nervous system and even your inner child needs to be heard and to know she is heard and seen. Your inner self needs to know she is heard and seen by you sometimes before she wants to cooperate with you to improve or to, you know, do a program or do any work to heal. So I want you to know that while the podcast that I make and while any self-help information out there is potentially helpful, if you're using it against yourself, then it can do more harm than good. If you are using it as a stick with which you beat yourself or as a measuring stick to judge yourself, to say, oh, well, Lizzie did it this way, or oh, this postpartum mom did it this way, or oh, this person's doing it this way and they're having success. Why can't I have success? Or they, you know, they're all chipper about their hard things they're going through. They have so much hope and optimism. Why don't I? I just want you to know that sometimes the right answer isn't to be hopeful or to believe that you can heal. Sometimes you just can't get there. Sometimes the darkness or the overwhelm or the shame or the disgust or the frustration or the isolation and the loneliness, whatever it is, sometimes it's so big. Sometimes the sadness is so disabling that you might feel. And the shock about how you've been showing up or what your life is looking like, you know, compared to how you expected it. Sometimes all of that is just so big and so thick that you cannot get on any sort of bandwagon to cheerlead yourself or to hope. And it doesn't feel authentic. And I want you to know that while that's a huge part of my message, it's okay if you don't feel that way today, or if sometimes you don't feel that way, or if you have not been able to feel that way yet. If you haven't been able to feel hope, if you haven't been able to feel you know, that glimmer of brightness or a little bit of a lift, like there's a way out, that's okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So there's a couple things I want to tell you. Number one, sometimes you just need to, again, validate. Sometimes you just need to be heard and seen, and your inner self needs you to do that and to accept her and love her in her despair. Have you thought about that? Maybe what your mental health and what your body needs before she can heal is to know that you will love her just as much when she's broken as you will when she gets out of this funk. That is the brave thing to do. That is sometimes, in many cases, I should say, it seems to be the key ingredient. It seems to be literally the key that unlocks the door to healing. There's a few different ingredients that tend to unlock the door to healing, but that's one of them. So, again, just inviting you not to shame yourself or compare yourself to others, or think you should be somewhere else. Okay, there's nowhere else you should be in your healing journey. There's nowhere else you should be. I even talk to my girls in my group program, the Better Than Normal Again, 12 Weeks to Thriving Postpartum and Beyond. I tell them sometimes, so for example, we're talking about learning how to be calm, learning how to calm yourself when you are anything but calm, when you're anxious or you're upset, you're angry. And I tell them, guess what? Usually this is around week 8, 9, or 10 when we're pretty into the program. I'm like, by the way, now that you know how to get calm, I wanted to tell you that actually sometimes calm is not the answer. Sometimes the safest thing to do is to freak the heck out. Okay. Sometimes the most sane response to your circumstances is to be devastated or disappointed. So just know that is what it looks like to be a human. And just like I was sharing, I don't know when I've shared it because I've just been recording a bunch of episodes, but maybe I've already talked about, or maybe I will be talking about soon. My husband and I were in a huge lawsuit and we basically started over financially. We're going on almost 10 years of marriage and like, boom, we feel like newlyweds because we just got cleaned out by his company failing during the pandemic. And unfortunately a lawsuit that it wasn't anything serious. It was just people wanting money and, you know, hurting because of the pandemic. But anyway, you would think, right? It's so tempting to look at something like a huge financial loss and to say, oh, we must have done something wrong, or that was a poor choice to invest in that thing, or, oh, you must be so wounded right now. But what I can see is that this was really my only hope for healing the money patterns of my family generations and of me. And so you being in shock or grief or sadness or confusion or overwhelm or just utter like freeze response, trauma response over the way you've been feeling lately could be exactly where you need to be. Not just where you are, where you need to be. You might need your karma, right? Before you can hit that dharma. And there is a purpose in the shitty part of the pain. There's a purpose in it. Every time I cuss, I'm like, dang it, now I have to go mark E for explicit on this episode. And then moms might not listen to it when they're around their kids. But I actually really enjoy cussing here and there. So I'm going to just try to own that explicitness that I come up with sometimes. So overall, there's two takeaways for you. Number one, validate yourself. Try it. Like, I want you to try it today because I think you'll be surprised at what an amazingly effective tool this is. And it's not, don't even just do it because it's a tool that's effective, all right? Do it because you love yourself, because you deserve to be loved when you are hurting and broken now more than ever. Our tendency in our culture sometimes is to turn on ourselves when we are weak and low, because we don't want that to be who we are. We reject that identity. But listen, broken and low version of you is still you.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And so if you haven't been loving yourself and you've been judging yourself and criticizing yourself, stop. You haven't done anything wrong, and I'm not criticizing you for doing it. I get it. I have been there. But that will only drag you deeper into the depressiveness. That will only dig you deeper into the chaos that you're experiencing. I promise. I can say that. All right. So the strategy is compassion, validation, hear yourself, see yourself. Here's a couple ideas. Try writing a little letter to yourself. And you can first start with a letter to her. And maybe you start by expressing your frustration. Maybe you can't get to this compassion or this validation right away. Maybe you just kind of go off on her and you're like, where have you been? What have you been doing? I don't like who I see every day in the mirror. I don't like how you're treating my husband or my kids or my partner or whoever. Okay, so maybe that's where it starts. See if you can melt into some compassion. See if you can get to some places like, I see you, I hear you. But maybe you can't. Maybe your first letter is kind of angry. Then invite her to write you a letter. Now, I'm not creating bipolar people. We all have parts of ourselves, okay? And so it's not actually an extreme idea that you could let her talk, right? There are different parts of ourselves, actually, in the way it all ends up working. It's called parts therapy, like it's a thing. And so it's actually really helpful to let different parts of ourselves have the stage for a minute. And so you could ask the wounded, hurting part of yourself, what does she want to tell you? What would she like you to know? What does she need from you? And then you could even write another letter, you know, where you respond to her and you say, okay, and you set some clear intentions and you say, all right, I'm sorry for this, and I'm going to try to do this a little bit better for you. So try that. Try seeing and hearing yourself, and try loving yourself exactly where you are. Just try it. You might suck at it. It's worth a shot. If and when you would like more help, come apply for the Better Than Normal Again program. I don't know how exactly, but I do have this gift and this way of helping women like stop trying to heal and to start healing. I have a way of helping women love themselves in their darkest of times. And guess what? It often, actually, I mean, okay, I never mind. It doesn't matter. It changes people's lives, you know, and it's happening in other people's programs, I'm sure, and things all over the world. But I just want you to know, because I've walked postpartum, like real deep struggles postpartum, And even just the more superfluous struggles that just are annoying and you just wish you could flit them away. Whatever it is, I have walked a lot of that. I've been through the birth trauma, depression, anxiety, you know, therapy, antidepressants. And I can help you expedite this process. But I'm going to ask you, I mean, you're not just going to be doing like a plug and chug process. That's part of my program. But the first part is really falling in love. I know that sounds extreme. I know you might be totally turned off by that. Okay, you don't have to fall in love with your circumstances, but deepening your capacity to love yourself, even when you are a shit show, even when you're a hot mess, even when you are not able to go to the grocery store and to meal plan and meal prep, even when you're a biatch to your husband and you can't figure out why. Sorry, I always say husband, and I know we have friends here that are not married and that are not married to men and all, you know, and I just want you guys to know that I see you. And I, when I say husband, and I'm working on saying partner, when I say husband, it's just habit and I'm working on it for you because I want you to be included here and I love you. Okay. So please forgive me as I work on that for all of you, because we all need to be better at being inclusive. Anyway, long story short, if you want to experience that love for yourself and the healing formula that I have that works for women, check out the testimonials, check out all the details. And when you're ready, apply. It's all at lizzielangston.com/program. I love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Hi, beautifuls. You heard me. July 11th, we start a brand new cohort of the Better Than Normal Again 12 Weeks to Thriving Postpartum and Beyond program. Applications are now open. If you go to lizzielangston.com/program, you will see buttons all over the page that say apply now and apply here. While you also get to check out all of the information and details about the program, please just email me lizzie@lizzielangston.com if you have any questions. Other than that, I will see you on your free 30-minute consult that you get once you've submitted your application. I'll talk to you soon.